only on Rock 107 WIRX.
Wilma.
Everything that rocks.
Come on, come on, come on.
Yeah. Oh, anyway, 8:15, Brock Hunter, welcome to it.
Hey.
The Plan B Morning Show.
It puts you in a good mood. It really does.
Hump day.
Hump day. The beat ride, man.
Hump day.
Anyway, let's keep removing. It's time for your 8 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie? Yeah.
How you doing?
Yeah. Okay, so let's see. I got a couple burglar stories, which I'm nervous about because I have a hard time saying burglary. That's a hard word to say, but let's...
Burglary?
Burglary? Let's do this one. Burglary. A burglar in Florida. Now it's in Florida. See, I can't even see. I got myself all. I got inside my head, man.
I can't even start it off right.
A burglar in Florida showed a disagreement. A burglar in Florida showed a disagreement with the old no shirt, no shoes, no service rule by taking off his top and shoes during a boozy break-in. The wandering wino, if you will, who's still at large, by the way, managed to get into a home in Surfside and quickly stripped down for comfort. Homeowner Samuel Font, who was away from the house, but getting updates from his surveillance system, says, quote, he was searching everywhere. He had a flashlight in his hand, and he was opening everything he could. I think the first thing he went for was the alcohol. I guess he got relaxed, and he was really interested in what he could find to drink. The man, who's still at large, checked out a number of larger items before leaving without swiping any of those.
Jeez, dude. You know, hey, first off, I want to kick the story off by saying there should be no shirt, no shoes, no service in Florida. Nobody has shirt and shoes in Florida. Surrounded by water. And it's Florida.
I think more in Florida, it's just a suggestion at this point. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they have the signs up, but who's really looking at that in Florida? Like,
I really don't expect anybody to have a shirt on in Florida. That's what I'm saying.
There'd be no business there because no one could go into any store because no one's clothed, in Florida. Yeah.
Yeah, but this guy, can't just be going through people's houses.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. You're boozed up. We all do dumb things when we're boozed up, but that doesn't mean break into a house, get down to your skivvies and go, all right, where's the booze? What else can I steal here? Yeah.
It reminds me of that video that guy has online. It's of he wakes some guy up. He's like, hey, it's not your house, man. It's not. He's like, what? Yeah, it is. And he goes back to sleep. And he's like, no, it's not. And the kid, dude, it's so funny. The guy just comes out of a dead sleep. And he, what?
Like, what do you do in that situation?
Get out of here.
What do you do in that situation? Like, if someone's like, no, this is my house, and then goes back to sleep. I mean, do you like, all right, I'll let him sleep it off?
Let him sleep, I guess. In the morning, it'll make more sense for him, but.
I do think if I were to ever burglarize any place, there's that word again, I would probably, I wouldn't get naked because there's just too many things that can go wrong or even get, I'd probably wear like something very skin tight, you know, like a tight turtleneck and some tight sweatpants, things that I can move in that, you know, are good for action, good for it, you know, like athletic stuff, but also keeps everything tight. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Hey, but if you're naked, nobody's going to mess with you.
That is true. And you know, you do get hot when you're breaking into places. That's the other thing. You get sweaty, especially when you're either boozed up or on drugs, which a lot of these are. You know, you get sweaty in the heat of the moment. So, yeah.
Depends on how old you are. You don't want to get snagged on anything, if you know what I mean.
Has there ever been a nude bank robber? I feel like that should be a thing. Like, it's the nude
nobody
bank robber gang. Yeah.
He greases himself up every time he goes and robs something.
It's easy to fit through things when you're all greased up and naked.
And get out of tight situations.
I think that's just smart. Ya. That's smart. So you just wear the mask, just the ski mask, and then you're completely naked. Greased up, you're going to get away with most of your crimes at that point.
The shiny bandit. Yeah. That's what they call.
The shiny bandit. It's him. The shiny bandit.
The shiny bandit.
No. All right. So another drunk guy breaking into houses. That is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.